This is News in Focus with David Gilpatrick from the Center Effingham Baptist Church. Today's commentary is about the article concerning many churchgoers not open about their faith. While many Christians know Scripture and seem to have a general idea of the Word of God, many churchgoers do not seem to have a solid basis of what they believe, or at least not well enough that they are able to articulate it. Quote, according to the survey, 66% of American churchgoers agree Christians should seek out honest feedback about their spiritual life from other Christians. If anything, there seems to be a certain timidity among the churchgoers of this generation. They lack the kind of boldness that the early Christians had when they went out and began to spread the gospel abroad throughout the various regions of Asia Minor. But today, the passivity of people and the desire to get along or to moderate ought to be tolerant has led to a certain timidity within the Christian church that no one wants to offend anyone else. To quote the article, quote, while many Christians know scripture proclamations such as, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Romans 1:16, not all churchgoers are particularly transparent or open about their faith, research reveals. A Lifeway research survey of Protestant churchgoers identifies unashamed as one of the 8 attributes of disciples that consistently show up in the lives of maturing Christians. Being unashamed connotes a boldness to stand for one's beliefs in conversation and lifestyle, explains Scott McConnell, director of Lifeway Research. There are 2 elements in this discipleship attribute, states McConnell. Being unashamed of Jesus Christ around non-believers and showing transparency among other Christians. This transparency is seen when a mature disciple is open to spiritual accountability and willing to share about challenges with other believers. Unquote. In a changing world where the church, it seems, is changing as dramatically as the secular world itself, we find that Christians often hide behind the kind of church-going or lifestyle that they have. And whether or not this consistently adds up to a Christian who is being honest has to do more with one's personal relationship with Jesus Christ. To quote the article once again, churchgoers also seem to think they live out their faith in a manner that is evident to others. Just 14% of churchgoers agree with the statement. Quote, many people who know me, I'm not aware that I'm a Christian, unquote, while 72% disagree with the statement. However, the survey also shows churchgoers often leave important elements of faith unspoken. Nearly a third, 29%, agree spiritual matters do not tend to come up as a normal part of the daily conversation with other Christians, while 50% disagree. This is the case. I think probably most of us as Christians would agree that we have to bring up the subject ourselves if we expect others to talk about the subject. Because, as the old adage goes, 2 of the most controversial subjects one might talk about is politics and religion. And people are very much aware that to enter into a conversation about either one of these is to enter into a conversation where there will be diverse opinions. Well, I think we would all agree that it is difficult to live a textbook life. And even when it comes to the Bible, which is the textbook for every Christian who is sincerely a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we find that the things that are written in the Word of God are there for our exhortation and for our admonition, for our instruction in righteousness, that we may be thoroughly equipped unto all good works. But we do know that that the very Word of God is something which must be integrated into our lives through daily reading and prayer and the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. It's not academia. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that we need. According to McConnell, quote, as we interviewed discipleship experts for the transformational discipleship research and asked them to define a disciple, most responded very simply, saying, a disciple is someone who is a follower of Christ, unquote. This research aligns with the biblical account of Peter's three denials of Christ with the ever-present struggle and temptation of believers and how they face it. McConnell pointed out that the research uncovers several characteristics that best predicted being unashamed, including reading the Bible more often, other actions that predict more spiritual maturity in being unashamed include sharing one's faith somehow, and being discipled or mentored on a one-to-one basis. Spiritual maturity of the Christian and having a habit of confessing sins to God. Perhaps we're reminded of the hymn writer when he said, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Take my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above. We find that when we are most honest with God is when we become intimate with God in prayer and in personal communion with Him. Just talking to God and sharing with Him our desires and the fears that we have, even our inhibitions and perhaps our timidity to share our faith, and then to pray and to trust the Lord that He will help us in those moments when we feel unable or inadequate to speak as we ought to. If in fact there are many people who do not know that I am a Christian by looking at my life, then either they are not looking close enough at my life, or I am not living my life as close to the Lord as I need to. Either the conversation that I speak or the lifestyle that I'm living is somehow in conflict with the Word of God. And still, I think that we will have to actually broach the question ourselves. If we are going to engage someone in a conversation, and if we're going to find out whether or not they believe as we believe, we will have to ask the questions. Most people will not be forthcoming and tell us about their spiritual lives without some platform of discussion. Concerning the question, I openly share about difficulties I'm experiencing when I talk with Christian friends. We find that the subject is disagreed upon. That is, there's 24% that disagree, 57% agree, and 20% do not know one way or the other. And I think this is indicative, too, of the fact that many people, when they come to the problems of the Christian life, are somewhat hesitant to share their problems with other, even with other Christians, unless they know them very well and feel confident that they can talk to them in some sense of privacy. And then concerning the question, should Christians obtain honest feedback about their spiritual life from other Christians? Well, I suppose we would like to have honest feedback. Yet at the same time, honest feedback may not feel so good. In other words, we might feel that it is somewhat dishonest. Perhaps we won't agree with what people are saying, or even if it is our friend. And if we do, we may tend to be on guard concerning the things that we say. But we find that as Christians, it is necessary to have a working relationship with other believers. And therefore, we are to recognize that as we come up against these certain inhibitions or conditions in our walk with God, where we are not altogether as confident as we would like to be, we need to trust that God is going to help us to overcome these areas. Perhaps we should remember the words of the Apostle Paul to young Timothy in his Christian life, and how that he felt that he needed to write to Timothy to encourage Timothy concerning the gift of God that was in him and that was recognized to be in him by the laying on of hands. Timothy needed the encouragement that we all need. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul writes, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I remember of thee in my prayers night and day." My comment is this, that we all need to have some sympathetic exhortation concerning our need of teaching, mentoring, if you will, learning from others, and encouragement to live out our Christian lives in a way that honors the Lord. It seems also that our faith is best nurtured as we come together as Christians within the family of God, and as we learn from one another, and as we have fellowship with one another, and as we apply ourselves to the Scriptures, that they may take hold upon our hearts and encourage us in our walk of faith. Paul goes on to say, "Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance of the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also." In closing, let us each one encourage one another. Let us each one remember one another in prayer. Let us each one encourage and exhort the other to stir up the gift of God that is in us according to the work of God as He has brought us unto the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so let us end this comment, this of News and Focus, remembering that we all need such encouragement and such prayer that we might be faithful unto the Lord. This is David Gilpatrick with News and Focus from the Center Effingham Baptist Church.